It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
On America, you know it's a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm pitting fool. That's my man, Big Perk in the house, all iced out and all of this other stuff. My boy Shay Shay, damn it, that damn Saturday Night Live skit. Do you know Shannon? I watch that every morning. When I want to smile, I watch it every morning. I could tease Molly about a couple of things today, but I'm gonna let it slide, Shannon. I'm gonna let it slide. We got a show in the house. A big time surprise guest is coming on First Take as well. But for now, it's my boys in the house. Holla, First Take. Let's roll.
Oh, it's a packed house today. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, an essay bringing out the fresh purple suit. Okay.
No.
Okay, I just have a question. Is that for Kendrick Perkins? Is that for Shannon Sharp? Is that for Pat McAfee? Or is that for Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Because they're all going to be on the show today.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Yes, The Rock is coming into the house. Obviously so. I had to do Howard Stern's show this morning. I had that going on. I got to travel on business today. But the real reason I'm rocking this suit, Shay Shay, Big Perk, okay. Molly, because I think I look pretty damn good in it. I mean, that'd be working.
Do your thing. Yeah. Shannon, Kendrick, how we feeling? We ready to do this?
We ready.
Right. Yeah, what's up?
Let's get it. You know who is ready? Joel Embiid. How about last night? Mm-hmm. 70 points breaks Will Chamberlain's 76ers record. Embiid set the mark in the 133-123 win over the Spurs. He also had 18 rebounds, 5 assists. He's the first player in NBA history with 70 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists in a game. Embiid, do you know how major this is?
Wilt ever did this?
No, sir. Just you and MJ.
How crazy is that?
I don't believe that. Although, you know, it's nice. Obviously, you got, you know, some of the best basketball players to, you know, ever play basketball. So, you know, to be in that class, you know, it's great. But like I said, you know, it doesn't really mean anything until, you know, you win the whole thing. So that's what I'm working towards. And, you know, whether that happens or not, you know, I'm going to try it until I can't anymore.
I don't know if you saw Joel Embiid score 70. Cat had 60.
70?
Joel had 70 today.
58-3.
Yeah,
70.
Yeah, so what did nights like tonight mean in the NBA?
My goodness. Perk, what message did Embiid send to the rest of the NBA?
Oh, Molly, a clear message. Look, the man is averaging 30, a nickel, and a penny right now. 36. That's what he's averaging right now. And when you think about Joel Embiid, listen, he may not catch you through the washer, but he damn sure gonna catch you when you coming through the rinser. And he's gonna hang you out to dry. And the thing about it is, he is the best scorer in today's game. When it comes down to mastering the offensive end, he has done just that. It's nothing that this man can't do. You want the block work, he gonna give it to you in the Hakeem Olajuwon style. You want the face-up, pull-up middies off of one leg, he gonna give it to you Kevin Durant style. You want the Hesse pull-up three, he gonna give it to you again KD style. And then if on top of that, when his offense is not going and shots are not falling, he's gonna do what the great Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan do, and that's get to the free throw line. So yes, I understand. We look at today's game and we see Kevin Durant, we see Jason Tatum, we see Donovan Mitchell, we see Devin Booker, we see all these elite scorers, Steph Curry, and etc. But when it comes down to getting a bucket, he is the best scorer in today's game and one of the most offensive players. One of the most gifted offensive players to ever touch the damn basketball. And I'm not just talking about the center position.
You're absolutely right.
No disagreement here from you in that regard. He is the best scorer in the game right now. He's absolutely unstoppable to be a big man. I don't know what the hell Greg Popovich was thinking. I surmise that what he was thinking is maybe let me put Wembanyama on this brother and let him learn the ropes the hard way or whatever. Because yeah, I mean that's like me sticking guarding you in the post. Big Perk, or me trying to be up against Shannon on a damn football field. I don't know what the hell Greg Popovich was thinking, putting that man against Embiid. But I will tell you this. We're talking about Embiid right now, 30 points or more in 21 consecutive games. And yet the Philadelphia 76ers, winners of six straight, are still four games out of first place. So what this says to me, when I did the message that Embiid sent to the rest of the NBA, this brother is phenomenal. Arguably the best big man in the game. Obviously, Jokic always warrants our consideration. But the message he sent is that he's going for the championship. He's not trying to mess around. He already got the league MVP. I think that's the message he's trying to send. My point is, Shannon, that's the message he needs to send. Because how he's playing is what's going to be required in order for him to pull this off as the Sixers are presently constructed. That's the message that I received from him. He knows this is what it's going to take, and he's willing to do it. So everybody beware, because he already got the chip. He ain't worried about no 65 games and, you know, whether you qualify for the league MVP award. This brother is coming for the chip. He wants it bad. Let's see what he does come postseason time.
I agree with everything both of you guys said. Yes, he's sending a message. The question is Boston receiving it? Because that's what he's up against, Stephen. As you said, he's putting up these historic numbers, but they're still 4.5 games out of first place. And that's what they're going to have to get in front of. Because we saw last night, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown became the first teammates to score 30 and not have any turnovers. The question is, Embiid, the message, hell, he's been slapping hell out of people all year long. I don't need somebody to slap me upside my face and say, hey, man, do you like me? No, you already hit me side my head. I know you don't like me. He's dropping 36 on damn near everybody. Stephen, that you mentioned 21 straight games, he scored at least 30. So the message has been resonating around the league. He doesn't need to send any more message. But like he said, at the end of the day, it's going to come down. Can he win a championship? What he's done is what James Harden did a couple years ago. You remember when James Harden had the historic season? He yep. found a way that even if his shot, he couldn't shoot 50% from the floor, he was going to get to the free throw line 24, 25 times a night, and he was going to make 21, 22 of them. For Joel Embiid to get that many points, think about it. He's only the third seven-footer to ever score 70 or more. Obviously, Wilt's done it five times with at least 70. David Robinson had that 71 point, and not yep. Joel Embiid. And he did it on two, he only shot two threes. Look here. What he did last night, and I agree with you, Stephen A. I don't know what Pop was thinking. I guess I'd have felt the same way my rookie year if they said, look here, you got to block LT the entire game, and you got to do it by yourself. Really? That's what you want me to do? Go up against LT? You ask Wembanyama, who weighs a buck 25, he can look through a keyhole with both eyes to do something with Wilt Chamberlain, Joel Embiid. Come on, man. Pop, you wrong for that. You wrong for that.
Let me say this, though. The only thing that has stopped Joel Embiid come postseason is his health and conditioning. But I'm going to say this right now, okay? I understand the Boston Celtics are rolling, and there are a lot of people favorites. Hell, they're my favorite to win the Eastern Conference. But that gap is not a large gap when it comes down to the Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. And you could throw in the Milwaukee Bucks and even the New York Knicks, in my opinion. But when I look at this 76er team, I'm looking at a team that's playing that got the confidence that think that they're going to win it. Right, Daryl Morey has done an excellent job of filling in the blanks and putting the necessary pieces around Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. When you look at a guy like Nicholas Batum, I'm telling you right now, he's one of the most underrated role players in the game today. He provides everything that you need in a role player. When you look at Patrick Beverley, that brother's been balling, coming in off the bench, providing leadership, providing that tenacity, providing that positive energy, providing that accountability, being an extension of Nick Nurse. You got Tobias Harris balling out of control.
Yes.
And I believe right now the record with the 76ers and Celtics are 1-1. They're 1-1 this season. And the last game that they played went down to the wire. I'm telling you this. Look, that gap is not far. And if Joel Embiid could stay healthy, that's the big question. If he could stay healthy, make no mistake about it, this 76er team could beat the Boston Celtics in a seven-game series because he got the he has the capability of being the best player in any series against anybody in any given night.
That's fine. His health is one element, but also he's got to have health. He's got to have health and help. And that help, to me, has to come from a Tobias Harris. I'm counting on Maxey to be Maxey. I'm counting on the other supplementary parts to fill their roles. But it comes down to Tobias Harris. You got to have a third option.
Yes.
Brother's averaging 17 a game. He can play. You have to show up in the postseason, period.
Yes, because Boston's going to kill you with depth. That's Boston. That's Boston strength is depth. Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, Derek White, Drew Holiday, and when they get to the bench. So that's the question.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Perk, sit tight. We'll be back with you in just a minute. And I see you at the drip, really stepping your game up. We'll get to you in just a minute.
I'm trying, Molly. You know what I mean?
Little thing. Okay.
All right. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs got the better of the Bills again in a playoff throw 27-24. Mahomes improves to 3-0 against Josh Allen and the Bills in the playoffs. So, Josh, what's the window now for Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. On the bright side, we woke up this morning, right? We're all here. You know, losing's never fun, and we're gonna keep fighting and keep working as hard as we can until we are that one team. So, got to continue to keep putting in the work and getting better in the off season and getting together with guys and figuring out what we can do to get over this hump. You know, I believe in what we've got going on here and the people that are in charge. I believe in myself.
Sweet Lou's in the building, looking fly in the three-piece. Good to see you, sir. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's nice to see you.
What's up, Steven?
Yo, man. How much weight are you trying to lose?
I wasn't trying to lose
weight.
Bro,
goodness.
I was getting rid of fat. Let me tell you something.
Strong wind come through here. They're going to blow you right out.
Not at all. Shannon has seen me. Even he has complimented me because he wanted me to stop eating that damn cereal and sugars. I got rid of the fat. You understand what I'm saying?
You feel
I'm
good?
I'm toned up. I feel better than I felt in the last 25 years.
There you go. All right.
I'm good to go. Yeah.
Good to go. All right.
But I am going to put on some more.
Yeah, you better start.
I mean,
some barbells, you know.
It's cut.
His clothes are getting too big. Mine are ripping. Well, let's turn another.
No.
Don't do that, Molly.
Well, I mean, it's just the fact.
Stephen A., you see how Molly tried to lessen the blow?
At some point, I'm going to have to stand up, and people are going to know what it is.
Molly ripped the skirt and all that stuff.
We're doing well.
And don't talk about she working on her legs, and that's why the damn thing ripped. That's what she actually said to us. Me and Shannon still laughing. Stop.
I said I lift. I mean, some of us, you know.
I do.
Stephen A.,
I took my
shirt. Some of us lift and have protein.
Hey, guys, Molly talking about the heat, the dryer shrunk my clothes. No, the refrigerator shrunk your clothes.
Here we go.
Shannon, what did I tell you? Don't start with me.
I'm sorry, Molly.
Okay?
Wait
till we get in that gym, all right? Okay, bigger headline here. We're staying focused.
Yes.
Clearly.
I'm always focused.
Allen losing again or Mahomes back in the AFC Championship game again?
To me, it's Allen. To me, it's Allen losing. Mm. The Bills had the ball for 9.5 minutes over three drives, last three drives. Do you know what they did in those three drives? 23 plays, 59 yards, 0 points.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That just can't happen. Now, it's not Allen's fault totally. Stephon Diggs dropped that ball. Mm-hmm. That was a bomb. It was right in his hands. You got to catch that. You got to catch it. No way around it. The missed field goal, certainly not on him. Mm-hmm. We get that. But the flip side is you had Shakur in the end zone. You got to find a way. You got to find a way. Skip to your right just a touch. Make that throw. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like Shannon was pointing this out yesterday. It's about moments. Especially when you're going up against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that champion, two-time champion, 6 straight AFC title games. This brother's big time, considered the greatest of our generation in all likelihood, if not the greatest ever by some people. We'll wait to see what he does over the course of his career, over the next decade or so. The bottom line is, you know, you're going up against him, and you got to capitalize off of those moments. We've been talking about Josh Allen. I want to support Ryan Clark when he said this on Get Up yesterday morning. He was like, look, man, at some point in time, you know who you are. You know what your talent says you should be, and you damn sure know who you're going up against. At some point, you got to beat the big-time quarterbacks. You got to beat Patrick Mahomes. You got to beat Joe Burrow. He didn't do it. And so for me, I think that his talent, his greatness, what it commands, but yet the Buffalo Bills, with their history, 4 straight Super Bowl losses, starving upon. Ain't no NBA team in Buffalo, Shannon. Ain't no baseball team in Buffalo, Lewis. Mm-hmm. Football's all they've got.
Yeah.
And you had an opportunity, and you can't kick down the door.
Yeah.
That, to me, is what it is.
I'm a big fan of sustained greatness. And especially sustained greatness in the face of adversity where the things around you keep changing. That's what's happening in Kansas City with Patrick. Teams change every year for him. His weapons leave. The offensive line this year got a little bit decimated, a little bit shaky on the edges. Wide receivers dropping passes. Second year removed from Tyreek. He already slayed that one, though, as far as winning the Super Bowl last year. People constantly kind of saying, look, Patrick, maybe Patrick doesn't have that same influence on the football team. Maybe Andy Reid's lost his fastball. Maybe Andy Reid's going to retire. There's always questions. Once you get to the top, people are kind of looking at ways to kind of chip away at your leg. And Patrick has answered every single one of them over and over and over. Coming into this game, what did we say? This game against Buffalo.
Can they win on the road?
This was going to be the year, right? Yep. If there's a time for Buffalo to get them, it's now. Now we're going to say it again this week. Mm-hmm. Because the truth of the matter is, Baltimore's a better football team than Kansas City. But Patrick has that thing you can't measure. He truly, truly is someone who, as T.J. Watt said, and as you've heard Mike Tannenbaum say, he really is a force multiplier. He makes people better because people want to be more accountable around him. Mm-hmm. People want to work harder around him. They want to run routes differently around him. The defense wants to rush the passer harder because they know we want to get him back out on the football field. People play hurt because they don't want to let Patrick down. Front office people are constantly asking his opinions about players because they don't want to let him down. He is the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's done it now. Again, and I understand there's been some constants, okay? Brett Veach has been there as his GM. That's been a constant. Andy Reid has been there. That's been a constant. But everything that changes around him, he keeps getting better and bigger and bigger. And for him to win this week against Baltimore, against that juggernaut, it's a wrap. Yeah. We're going to really start talking about him in ways that, I mean, I don't know how many more accolades.
Are you going to pick them?
You got to tell me if Joe Tooney is playing in this game.
Okay.
Because he hurt his pick. Mm-hmm. And they need that offensive line. You don't have the offensive line against the Ravens. The Ravens are going to put you in a box.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Shannon?
I agree with you, Lewis. Because we looked at Kansas City, and I was one of the guys that said they're going to be one and done. You looked at their offensive line. Lewis, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but this was the best game Kansas City played offensively all year. This was the best game that Andy Reid called all year. The offensive line didn't have the penalties. The right tackle played exceptionally. They only had two penalties. They only had one drop. When you look at the Kansas City throughout the course of the year, what? Multiple penalties on the offensive line. They were constantly being behind the sticks. The one thing that you can't do when you're on the road is be second and 15, third and 13, because you got a holding call or you did something dumb to set yourself behind the eight ball. They did none of that. They went on the road. Buffalo wanted Kansas City in their building. They believed the other divisional games, had they been in Buffalo, they would have won. So that's what the Buffalo fans wanted. That's what the Buffalo team wanted. They got exactly what they want. And because Patrick Mahomes is who he is, and I was saying this on Nightcap the other night, Stephen A., he's a guy that when you have him, it doesn't matter if you go into hostile territory. It doesn't matter if you play on the road. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. You know as long as you got 15 under your center and they don't, you like your chances. And you fear nothing no matter where you go. He's the bigger story because how many people, even though Patrick Mahomes is who he is, has won two MVPs, has won two Super Bowl MVPs, they never looked like this for 17 games until they played Buffalo on the road. And now they look like, hold on, they went and got 27. They were struggling, Lewis, to get 19, 18 at home when Patrick Mahomes used to get 31 at the drop of a hat at home. Yep. That's the bigger headline. We're not – how many times, Stephen A., you need to see Josh Allen come up short before you start last year?
Well, let me answer that because let me tell you something. I think that your answer is wrong just like it was yesterday for the same exact reason. I think you're a week too early because I think we're saying – I think everything that you just said, along with you, Lewis, is applicable if that man goes out there and beats the number one seed on the road with Lamar Jackson as his quarterback and gets back to his fourth Super Bowl. I think that's a game changer. I think that's when we're talking about all the things that you're talking about. For right now, here's what I would say to you, Shannon. I'm looking at Buffalo right now. Over the last four seasons, their record is 48-18. Second only to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Shannon, how many times have you been on this airwaves alluding to how you feel about an ex, you love them, but you don't trust them, and all of this other stuff?
Yeah.
All right, well, how about this one? How about this analogy, Mr. Married Man? How about this analogy, Shay Shay? How about being teased? You ever gotten teased?
Yeah.
How you feel when you get teased, but there's no follow through?
Right.
That's very, very, very disheartening.
You let down. You let down, Stephen. You let down.
Okay, Mickey and Minnie.
Listen, I'm fully aware of the Mickey Mouse. I'm just being clear. I'm saying that when you're teased, it affects you. You understand? When there's no follow through. And the fact is the Buffalo Bills were 48-18. You got a city that's going to four Super Bowls, lost all four, ain't been back since. And you got a superstar quarterback that's been knocking at the door, and damn it, can't get it open. Now, to me, in the immediate aftermath of that, that is a bigger headline than a superstar quarterback reminding us he's a superstar quarterback and getting to a six straight AFC title game.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, Stephen A. He nor this team looked like what we thought they would. Oh. As Lewis said, they answered those questions about Tyreek with Patrick Mahomes winning an MVP and the Super Bowl. They look nothing like what they looked Sunday night the entire season. They're losing games. They lose it to the Raiders. They lost to the Broncos.
There's not another quarterback in the league that could have affected that team the way Patrick affected that team and stuck with that team. But, I mean, that's just something, like, it's hard to really quantify that.
We're just saying bigger headline.
I got you. I got and that.
The fact that the man's in six straight AFC Championship games is just unbelievable.
If he wins this week.
Unreal.
This week, that's a different man.
Yes, okay. Sir.
You're banned from using that word again. Like, if I had an eject button on the show, that's when I want to hit the eject button or the mute.
I'm just going to sit back and listen.
I tease first take every morning.
And I tease my hair. Like, let's go to break, Stephen A.
We Disney unplugged. That's what we are, Stephen A. We Disney unplugged right now.
This isn't you and Ocho Cinco late night. This isn't him. This isn't him on YouTube.
I like that, bro.
Let's keep it classy.
That works for me, man. It works.
Yo, that nightcap now.
Disney Unplugged.
They're wild.
My God.
Wild.
Yo, man. Let me tell you something. Nightcap is big time.
Yo,
and,
man.
And Ocho Cinco doing a hell of a job.
Yo.
But I got to tell you this. That damn Shannon Sharp on Saturday night, him and they portrayed him. Saturday Night Live.
I just laughed.
Hysterical.
Hey, I just laughed listening to y'all laugh.
I'm telling you. Man, I watch it every morning now. Every morning.
I know.
Every morning.
I saw you in the makeup
room. That's good
room.
Stuff, man. That's good stuff what y'all are doing.
No doubt.
Louis, great to have you with
Absolutely.
Us. Always good
Thank
to see you,
you
in the studio.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Breaking news into First Take this morning. As reported by Adrian Wojnarowski, the Hornets are trading Terry Rozier to the Heat for a 2027 first-round pick and Kyle Lowry. S.A., you like this?
I love it. First of all, my condolences to Kyle Lowry, who's a winner and a champion and a great guy, a veteran. I'm sad to see him go from a winning situation to what exists in Charlotte. I am ecstatic for Terry Rozier. I've been a fan of this brother for years. He can ball. He's 29 years of age. He averages 23-6 this season. Terry Rozier can play, and he has the personality that fits right in with the toughness of the Jimmy Butlers, the Bam Adebayos of the world. I love this move for the Miami Heat. It's what you needed, and to have him on the court with Butler, Tyler Hero and those boys. Oh, look out. Miami obviously could be a threat, but I'm really happy for Rozier. I've been a fan of his for years. He deserved better than the situation that he was in, and I think he's going to make the most of it.
Stephen A., Terry Rozier is a younger, more athletic Kyle Lowry. That's what they got. They got a guy that's tenacious, a guy that can make shots. You said he's averaging 23-6. He's going to blend. He's that bulldog. He has that bulldog mentality. He's a perfect fit. You know, you talk about Heat culture. They couldn't have drew up a better guy to get to bring in. And I agree with you. I feel bad for Kyle Lowry. Yeah. But this is what happened in the NBA.
Jimmy Butler is going to fall in love with Terry Rozier as his teammate. Mark my words.
Scary
Terry. They got almost identical personalities.
How much of a difference is this for them?
I think it's a big difference because they clearly can score.
Like in terms of where you would have them finishing in the
East. I can tell you right now, if you're the New York Knicks, you should be worried. If you are the Indiana Pacers, you should be worried. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks, who the Heat have had their way with, you should be worried. No question. I think that, to me, you will look at Philly, Boston, Milwaukee, Miami. And the Knicks are in there as well, but it would be a rat race.
It's something about the Heat come playoff time. Everybody should be worried because they know how to rise to the occasion. They know how to embrace moments where we saw what happened with Joel Embiid last year. We saw what happened with the Bucks last year. They rose to the occasion. The other team shrank in the moment.
Yeah, by the way,
we got to hear Perk on this.
The Heat play the next Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, we got to hear Perk on this.
Hey, Big Perk.
Yes, I want to hear what he has.
Your thoughts on the trade.
No, we don't.
I can't hear him right now. Oh, there we go.
There he is. There you are. We couldn't hear you, Perk. We couldn't hear you initially. We can hear you now.
Okay.
Good. Go ahead.
I actually love this trade for the Miami Heat. You know, while we talk about that Heat culture, Terry Rozier haven't played with a team like the Miami Heat since he left the Celtics.
That's right.
Now, all of a sudden, you get a coach like Eric Spoelstra that's going to hold you accountable. You can't shortcut that system. The way that you have to punch in the clock behind the scenes. The only thing that I'm worried about when it comes down to Scary Terry is that he's going to have to pick his efficiency up playing with the Miami Heat. Like, he's going to have to be very, very efficient. But I love the move for Miami Heat.
Hold on.
Especially if he's coming off the bench.
He is shooting 45% from the field. 35% from the three-point range. Yeah, 45% from the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Molly. Shay, it's the difference, though, when you actually plan for something. Like, I was very critical of Porzingis in the season he had last season with the Washington Wizards, but now he's made me a believer because now the pressure is on. It's a different type of pressure. Those shots mean a little bit more now that you're playing with the Miami Heat.
A little bit more pressure behind that. Before we move on, I just asked Stephen A. this. So where would you have the Heat finishing now in the East?
Oh, they're top four for sure.
Okay.
They top four for sure. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Bam Adebayo then elevated his game to another level with Tyler Hero. You could never count those goons from Dade County out. You can't count them out.
You look like you belong there with the Cuban link on.
One thing I want to say this. One thing I want to say is this, okay?
Yeah.
Good players get better playing with better players. And a better culture.
Yeah, of course.
And a better team.
Iron
sharpens iron. That's number one. And number two, to Pat Riley, to Eric Spoelstra, to Andy Elts and the crew, thank you. Looks like I have a reason to be in Miami.
But Stephen A., Molly, you asked the question, where does this put the Heat? It doesn't matter. Because we saw them as the 8th seed advance to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. So where it puts them, it does not matter because they knocked off all the big dogs last year. Yeah. All they want to do is get into the playoffs. They know how to make it like a junkyard dog fight.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to get scrappy. They know how to get active. So it doesn't matter to me where they finish. As long as the Heat make the playoffs, I guarantee you, don't nobody want to face them.
Good point.
As long as they make the playoffs, we have to be in Miami.
Don't even start with me in Miami. Okay? Don't even go there. No one believes you. You love L.A. Speaking of the big dogs, Kevin Durant has his second straight game of 40-plus points as the Suns comeback to beat the Bulls 115-113 at home last night. Put some respect on KD's name. In an exclusive interview with The Republic, Kevin Durant had this to say when asked why he hasn't been included in the conversation about NBA GOATs. Because I went to the Warriors. Why? Shouldn't I be in that? That's the question you should ask. Why not? What haven't I done? Shannon, I'll start with you here. Are Durant's comments fair or foul?
Look, I understand that he has this high opinion. You can be one of the greatest, but not in the conversation for the greatest. Yes, he's one of the all-time great players in the NBA. You won't find anybody to debate that. But when you talk about the LeBrons, the Jordans, the Kareems, the Tim Duncans, the Magic, so he said, well, y'all hold Golden State against me. Do you understand? Had you not gone to Golden State, we would have been talking about you, and no disrespect to the guys I'm about to mention, Charles Barkley and Karl Malone, guys that won MVP, Karl Malone won two, Barkley won one, and had no titles. People just say anything and just expect it to fly because they're a great basketball player. KD's not in discussion. He's never been in the discussion for the GOAT. You can be one of the greats, but the greatest? Do you understand? You can have not win any titles, Stephen A. Perk, and be a great. But when you say EST, for me, You got to have at least three regular season MVPs for I even have a discussion about you being the GOAT. That's at least three. That's the floor for me. If you ain't got three regular season MVPs, what we talking about?
Well, let me get more specific with it. What has it? Let me answer that question for Kevin Durant. What haven't you done? You haven't won a championship without Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. What haven't you done? You didn't lead Oklahoma City to a title when Russell Westbrook was your teammate. When Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Serge Ibaka and Reggie Jackson were your teammates before that when you went up against Miami more than a decade ago. What haven't you done? You didn't win a championship. Yeah. What haven't you done? You didn't win a championship when you were in Brooklyn. Although that clearly wasn't his fault, because if Kyrie Irving hadn't twisted his ankle, I believe that Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets would have won the chip, because Kevin Durant, like I had said, he was going to drop 50 in that game five, and he dropped 49 because he missed the last free throw, and he nearly carried them on their back, but they lost to Milwaukee in game seven because Harden was hampered but tried to play, and Kyrie couldn't play. But those are the things that you haven't done. Here's what else you didn't do. You didn't lead when they needed you to lead. See, the reason I bring stuff like that up, I not only respect Kevin Durant, I revere him. He's a good brother. He's a sensational superstar basketball player. He's a surefire future first ballot Hall of Famer without question. He is one of the greatest players we have ever seen. But when we talk about the greatest, we bring leadership into the equation. If you're going to depart from a Steph Curry after swearing that you went there because you wanted to play a better brand of basketball, basically throwing Russell Westbrook under the bus, if you're going to go to Golden State for that reason, then you should have stayed. And if you're going to leave to have your own thing in Brooklyn with Kyrie Irving, then you got to make sure to keep everything in line so there's no distractions from you winning the chip. But that didn't appear to be the priority. You wanted to play basketball and play it at an elite level. But that didn't seem to be the priority over winning a chip at all cost. That is the reason why you're not mentioned as in the GOAT conversation, despite the obvious greatness that we see from you on a night in, night out basis, Kevin Durant. That is the answer to his question.
And to go a lot further, first of all, Kevin Durant is not even ranked higher than Steph Curry when it comes to all-time greats, in my opinion. Second of all, your accolades and your resume got to be long. Kevin Durant's resume is longer than the holiday weekend. But damn it, that's not long enough. When you talk about Jordan and you talk about Braun, you talk about Kareem, you even talk about Magic, they resume longer than the spring break. You know what I mean? Spring break. You got to go past that. And I'm with Shannon on this. You got to have multiple MVPs, regular season MVPs, to even think about entering that discussion. Think about this for a second. LeBron James didn't enter the GOAT conversation until he went back to Cleveland and won a championship. Right, he had to go lead Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, and Iman Shumpert in order to enter that conversation. And then it really started to be a debate. Kevin Durant in my eyes, is the greatest scorer to ever touch the damn basketball. When it's all said and done, he will reach 30,000 career points. He will probably be in that top five list if the health let him. But to think that he's in that GOAT conversation, He must have been full of that weed, full of that loud pack that day. Full of the loud.
Okay, Disney. Okay, here we go again. The two of you.
Kirk, we'll veer away from that part of the conversation.
Situation. No one's helping the situation. All right. We're gonna leave it there.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Good day. Welcome back to First Take. We're coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 in New York City. Thank you for spending part of your day here with us. We got a wild weekend ahead, folks, in the NFL. Brock Purdy and the Niners host Jared Goff and the Lions Sunday when they're favored by 7 in the NFC Championship game. We are down to 4. Debo Samuel left in the first quarter with a shoulder injury and is 50-50 to play. So major story to watch right there. And look who's in the building. Jeff Saturday. How we feeling? How we living?
What's up, man? I'm living good. Excited. We got The Rock coming in.
We got The Rock.
Oh, just met him. Like highlight. Highlight. My day's already been made. It's right. And then I walk in and
so
Stephen A's
charisma.
In that purple.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, it's next level. Yeah. We just missed Shay Shay being here. I'm surprised he ain't here.
No. Yeah. Just watch Saturday Night Live.
Make up for it, baby. Y'all was here early. I was there early.
He's busy.
He had a little something going on.
And he was like this. I didn't know if I was going to show up to work Monday. That's what he said.
Yeah. He just kept looking at those views and cashing those checks.
Yeah, he ain't worried about it.
He's like, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I don't know about that little show you guys do in the mornings on ESPN.
That little something.
I might be back. All right. Obviously, we're really pumped for these games this weekend.
Heck yeah.
Better weapons on offense. Would you go with Detroit or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Easy?
Let me put this in a category. Without Debo, with the injury, it's a conversation. With Debo, I think it is clearly the 49ers. Whether you go Kittle and the way he can play, as good as LaPorta has been, you look at Kittle, what he can do. You look at Brandon Ayuk, the speed that he has. You think about Juwan Jennings, the blocking receiver that he can be. All that style, and then put on Debo Samuel, who is probably one of the most electric players in the NFL. And then you get to put the cherry on top with Christian McCaffrey, the offensive player of the year, and should be. And this guy was in MVP conversation. If he's a quarterback, he clearly wins it. This guy can do everything. He can run it. He can catch it. He can block for it. He can scheme. You name it. This guy is the ultimate bailout for any other player on this football team. If you don't know what you got, Shanahan, turn around and hand it to that guy, because that guy can make differences. So that's why I got to go San Fran, because McCaffrey, to me, puts him over the top.
I disagree. I get your point about Debo, because I think with Debo, obviously he tips the scales to some degree. I'm going to go the quarterback route because I think Jared Goff is better than Brock Purdy. So now we look at the rest of the personnel that they have, okay? I'm looking at the Detroit Lions, only the second team in NFL history to have at least 4 different players score 10 or more touchdowns. Montgomery, Gibbs, Brown, and LaPorta, okay? We got to take that into consideration. I also got to take into consideration that even though it's with San Fran and Miami, Detroit is atop the NFL with 27 rushing touchdowns. Montgomery and Gibbs are the only teammates to rush for double-digit touchdowns. I'm looking at it from this perspective. You got dual running backs. You got LaPorta at your tight end spot. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown is a wide out, okay? I'm looking at the weapons that they have, and then I have to think who's the best person to utilize it.
Ooh.
I'm looking at Purdy. And Purdy, to me, has shown, and I was talking to Shannon and obviously RC about this yesterday, and they conceded that Goff is better than Purdy, that Purdy seems to need ideal circumstances, even though both of them, especially Shannon, was willing to give Purdy credit because he was struggling all throughout the day, inclement weather, ball slippery, et cetera, et cetera. You still handled your business on that final drive when it mattered most. Shannon was talking about moments. Can't take that credit away from Shay Shay. But in the end, Goff is considered better than Purdy. And most of the weapons that we're talking about need to be utilized by the quarterback.
Oh.
And so I look at it from that perspective, and I'm saying, yo, man, I can't just summarily dismiss Detroit. I got to look at them and say, all right, Debo, that's different. Yeah. But with a questionable Debo, I don't know, Jeff
Saturday. Hold on. Just before we go there, sure. Let me just bring up a little stat thing that I had to put together just for everyone. Okay. Because I know RC came in and he put a little smoke and mirrors on everybody, right? Okay. And listen, he was upset about having to talk about Purdy and the MVP and all that. I get it. Whoever wins MVP, I really don't care. It makes no difference to me.
Right.
But let me just say this about Brock Purdy. When you talk about every basic need from a quarterback, how has his QBR been versus man, when blitzed, when not blitzed, when pressured, when not pressured, in the pocket, in the red zone, in the fourth quarter, on third down? He is top five in every category. For the majority of the season, he was number one at all of those things throughout the season. He played extremely poorly against the Ravens, and they got exposed.
Go ahead, Shannon.
But come on now. Like, let's just Purdy like
say he was a
he's second class. No, you did basically say he was a scrub.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Who the hell am I to say that? No, I wouldn't say that. Go ahead.
He is close. But I give the nod to the 49ers because of Christian McCaffrey, because he's the best player on either side offensively.
That's right.
So with that being said, I gave the nod to the 49ers. But you're right, Stephen A. I think it's a lot closer than what people want to realize. Mm-hmm. When you look at Amon St. Brown, you look at Reynolds, you look at LaPorta, you look at Jamison Williams, you look at Montgomery, and you look at Gibbs, they're loaded offensively. But when you look at C-Mac, and what he's able to do game in and game out, he really was the one that took the game over, because Kyle Shanahan says, you know what? Run us back into this ball game. And what did he do? A 39-yard touchdown run, and then he sealed it with a 5-6-yard touchdown run. So because of Christian McCaffrey, and I believe he's the best offensive player on either side, I lean towards the 49ers.
Yeah. Hey, let me say this, too, about Shanahan gets a ton of credit for offensive play calling. Johnson for Detroit, when you're talking about multiple guys with 10 touchdowns. And Gibbs, listen, this kid is special. He is a special player. Catching it and running it, he is a difference maker.
By the way, let's take a moment to give some love to Wilkes, the defensive coordinator in San Francisco, doing a hell of a job this year.
Yes.
Deserves head coaching consideration, by the way, since he was holds on a couple of opportunities. It would be nice to see Steve Wilkes get interviewed for a head coaching job.
Yes, sir.
He's done in San Francisco.
You're taking the Niners?
Niners.
Yeah.
Niners.
All right.